End Point Area Senior Center.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Lots of things, actually. We've got given the rain coming, we've got a wonderful indoor activity coming up on Saturday.
Which is?
We've got our Thanksgiving turkey or ham bingo. Down at the Senior Center. Doors will open at 12:30 for that. Games start at 1. It's $20, and you get 4 cards to play. 10 games. There's going to be food, drinks, popcorn. Should go for about 3-ish hours. And come down, win yourself a Thanksgiving turkey or a ham.
Okay, now you say come down. To where, Matt?
To the Senior Center. It's at 820 Main Street, right in the center of town. If you have any questions or need any help in finding it, give us a call, 208-263-6860.
So this is a ham and turkey bingo.
Mm-hmm.
And how many? One ham, one turkey, winner
winner
take
gets
all?
To choose.
Okay.
We've got plenty. So
we've got more than one?
We've got one per game, so one winner per game, plus we've got a couple extras in case we get more than one winner.
Okay. A tie.
And then,
a bingo tie.
It can happen.
Then we've got hot dogs, Polish sausage, chili dogs, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want, whether it's a plain hot dog, bowl of chili, or chili dog, $2 a piece.
Ooh, cool.
Best deal in town.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And one more time, Saturday begins at 1 o'clock.
Games start at 1. Doors will open at 12:30.
Cool. And then goes until the bingo's done?
Goes until it's done. Usually it lasts until about 4 o'clock.
Okay, good. And tell me about, the sponsors behind. Are there not organizations, businesses you want to thank?
Oh, we've got...
Too many.
There are lots of them. We've had help, especially throughout this whole year, with the events that we've put on from many different places in town, from grocery stores to clothing stores here in town. The Panada has helped out a little bit here and there.
Okay. KRFY?
Of course.
Of course.
You guys help us promote everything.
We try.
Mm-hmm.
So the list is long.
Yeah, don't start naming because...
And if I start naming them, I'm going to forget somebody and then
they'll be
bad
upset.
Things happen. And so
they'll be upset. So that's this Saturday, November the 4th.
Correct.
November the 4th. This Saturday, 1 till when it stops, ham and turkey bingo, as well as all sorts of treats. And one more time, the location on Main Street.
820 Main Street. So it's about a block and a half up to the west off of Boyer.
Okay.
You guys have done bingo before, of course.
We do it less now.
Okay.
We do primarily this one holiday one. Hmm. And then this year we also did one around Valentine's Day.
That's what I remember.
It used to be pre-COVID a weekly thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And then once everybody came back from COVID, it was much less well attended. So it's kind of gone more focused on bigger bingo events as opposed to trying to do the weekly.
Do you have anything special planned for this bingo that makes it, different than playing bingo? I don't know. Where do you play bingo? At home? At the bar or something? My question is who's calling it? Who calls the numbers? Do you have a big, the big spinny thing that
We don't have a big spinny thing. We do have a thing that
blows
everything around and then pops up a little ball.
That's even more fun.
Instead of doing like the standard what you might think of with just the straight lines across the bingo card, it's actual games. So you're trying to make designs like there's a house, there's a airplane, there's a this or that.
Uh-huh.
So
I've never been good at bingo. Is there a secret to winning, Matt?
I don't know if there's a real secret to it, but if there is, I'm sure you could find out from somebody attending on Saturday.
Or I could Google it. I mean, I sure know about losing in bingo. It seems like everybody else around me wins.
I think it's...
I was winning choice of card or...
Well, with ours, I think whether you're winning or you're donating... I think everybody still has fun with it.
So, I never saw it as fun. I saw it as competition against everybody else with a card. Mm-hmm. And their cards always look better than my cards.
Yeah.
This is all me, isn't it?
A little bit of card envy?
It is, oh, yeah. Oh,
tons of card envy, especially with the winners.
Yeah. I think, right, it's got to be card choice.
Yeah. And I'm not making the right card choices.
Uh-huh. How do you...
Yeah, I mean...
Maximize
when you with the B, do you just go with single-digit numbers, or do you throw in a double-digit number, you know, like a 11?
Mm.
You know, I mean, those... Just food for thought.
You've got me thinking now. Yeah.
Okay, about it. All those people who win bingo, they've got to have a strategy.
Yeah. Probably observation.
Don't
miss it when they actually do call your letter and name.
helps.
That's important. Otherwise, you can always lie. That works too.
But then you
say
get
bingo.
Caught.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then in the chaos.
Yeah. And then you hope that all the other people have whisked their little markers off their card. But sorry, made a mistake. Keep on calling, and you're the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, you could try that with ours, but. Our caller this time is retired Sandpoint PD, so attempt that whole cheating thing at your own risk.
Okay.
Not cheating, just manipulating the rules. But we're done with the fourth. Mm-hmm. And once again, I haven't won. What's next?
Coming up, we've got some celebratory lunches that we've got coming up on our schedule. Next Thursday, the 9th. We're going to be celebrating Veterans Day with a steak dinner at the center. So lunch starts at 11:30. Make sure you call ahead for reservations.
And the number?
208-263-6860.
Okay.
And steak dinner, baked potato, everything you'd think about with a steak dinner for that. And then the following week, we celebrate our Thanksgiving a week before. So Thanksgiving dinner with all the trimmings, turkey, cranberry sauce, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy.
And the date?
The 16th, I believe that is.
We got a big calendar up there.
Mm-hmm. Thursday the 16th.
Mm-hmm. And Veterans Day dinner is the 9th?
Correct.
Okay.
Anything with us, if there's a holiday that falls especially on a weekend, we celebrate it the Thursday before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be closed for Thanksgiving and the Friday after, so we celebrate that the week before. Mm-hmm. Veterans Day falling on a Saturday this year. We celebrate that the Thursday before.
Excellent, excellent. So if you're interested in attending the Veterans Day steak dinner, that is the 9th. That's a week from today.
Correct.
And at what time is the dinner?
Lunch begins at 11:30.
Okay. And you call ahead and make a reservation so they have the exact number.
Yep. Just give us a call anytime before, even up to about 9 o'clock that morning, we'll continue taking reservations.
And the 16th is the same thing, you have to call ahead?
We do recommend calling ahead because space is limited for that one to the amount of seats we can fit in our dining room. And last year we filled up. So.
Ah, good. Good. A lot of goodie. And do you also, I know that you have a food delivery program. Will you be delivering the... Veterans Day and the Thanksgiving dinners?
Yes. Everybody on our home-delivered program gets the same thing that what we serve in our dining room. So
wonderful.
Everybody gets a steak dinner. Everybody's going to see their Thanksgiving dinner the next week. And the menus for that are up on our website as well, sandpointareaseniors.org. If anybody's interested in the rest of the menu, it's up there. You can find both our food menu and our activities calendar.
Just a rough number. How many food deliveries do you make?
Oh, we do 150 to 200 per week.
That's quite a few.
Depending on the week.
That's a wonderful service you provide to homebound or seniors who don't have a vehicle, that sort of thing. That's incredible. So a lot of eating this month. I'm noticing a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is November.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is. Can you believe that already? Okay, we have the 4th, the 9th, and the 16th.
And also on the 16th, following our Thanksgiving...
Bingo?
Not bingo.
Not bingo. No bingo. Jim still hasn't won.
Bingo on the 4th.
Okay.
And then I think the following week is actually the Lions Club bingo. On the 16th, following our Thanksgiving Day lunch, we've got one of our volunteer drivers. His name is Larry Mooney. He's going to do about an hour live music set for everybody who wants to come in and listen.
Oh, what fun.
He covers everything from, I think, the 20s on up to today. So,
Okay.
I'm going to jot that down. Larry Mooney. Okay, cool.
The name sounds familiar.
He's, I don't know how well known he is, but I know he's played a few places around town, the wineries, the farmers markets and stuff.
That's probably where I've heard that.
I'm just noticing that Thanksgiving is the 23rd. That's three weeks from today.
It's the fourth Thursday of
November. As always, but somehow it seems...
The date bounces around, but the day doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a story behind that. You know, what, not November. I can understand harvest and whatever, but why a Thursday and how the other days of the week feel about that.
Interesting. You know? Yeah. I think... So, I mean, there's the legendary first Thanksgiving going predating the country.
But do we know that it was on a Thursday?
I don't think we do. And then I
Matt,
think,
help us.
I have no idea.
I think Lincoln was the first president. Me neither.
Oh, you're going to Google it?
I think Lincoln made it official.
Here's what.
We'll figure that out.
Let's play a song since we mentioned Larry Mooney and music. And then we can come back and talk a little bit more with Matt. Site manager at the Sandpoint Area Senior Center, and I want to talk about a grant that you folks received. It was covered in the Reader a couple of weeks ago. And Jack is going to look up the history of Thursday. I got a song queued up. Mississippi John Hurt, a great blues singer, passed away on this date in 1966, and I think this song is sort of appropriate as you enter into your dark Thursday with the rain overcast, called Coffee Blues. Just groove with this. It's a really, he's incredible.
This is the coffee blues I like, a certain brand, Michael Howe. It's good till the last drop, just like it says on the can. I used to have a good cooking, a good Michael Howe. She moved away. Some said Memphis and some said Leland. But I found her, I wanted to cook me some good Michael's house. I understand if I can get just a spoonful of Michael's house, it'd be much good as two or three cups of this other coffee. I've got to go to Memphis, from there to Leland. I want to see my babe. Bottle loving spoon, bottle loving spoon, spoon. Well, I've just got to have my loving. I found her. Good morning, baby. How you do this morning? Well, please, ma'am. Just a loving spoon, just a loving spoonful.
That was Mississippi John Hurt, who on this date in 1966 passed away. And he from Avalon, Mississippi. And he has a very interesting backstory. He made his first recording in 1928 on OK Records. And it went nowhere. So he continued farming. And then in the early 60s with the folk revival and... interest in roots music, they discover Mississippi John Hurt, and he releases three albums on Vanguard Records. And this comes from the one called Today with an exclamation point. And, you know, what did he do in the 30s and 40s and 50s? Played locally, and then was discovered. And quite an interesting person. And great music, just sweet guitar, just a honey-laden voice, and I could listen to him, and I do, for hours. And you could hear more of him on the folk show on Thursday nights.
Huh. Always just him and his guitar? That is...
Yes. And I think he did some recordings through the Library of Congress, and then besides his three albums on Vanguard Records, and... yeah, but legendary. He's been influential on so many folk and pop musicians.
Yeah, it's a very familiar sound, and it's and that was that. When did that one come from?
That came from an album called Today with an exclamation point on Vanguard, released in 1966.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds to me, it sounds more modern.
Yeah,
than that.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds. It just dawned on me, I did not give the weather for Washington, D.C. like I usually do, thanks to Alexa, play 88.5 KRFY. And so in the D.C. area, thanks to my sister and brother-in-law, the weather in the D.C. area, 39 now, high of 53 expected, sunny and cool fall day.
Let me tell you a little bit about Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, good, okay. Good. You Googled it.
Here's what we know. The earliest Thanksgivings in the American colonies in the 17th century were called for the purposes of giving thanks for a specific blessing. Much needed good weather, or let's see, with whom, contrary to peace was the exception, but not the rule. The peace was the exception to the status of the you know, the pilgrims versus the Native Americans. But with whom, let's see, they might earn a mention from a colony's governor and a special day would be set aside. But when the day fell would depend on what had happened. Leaders of the colony of Plymouth, Mass. Called for a day of thanksgiving in 1623 at the end of a severe drought when they felt that their prayers for rain had been answered. The sporadic days of thanks tended to fall on Thursdays, and part of that is because they wanted to separate it from Sunday as much as possible. Sunday being the weekly Sabbath. Yeah. Coming into the modern United States of America on October 3rd, 1789, George Washington recommended that the states shall carve out Thursday, November 26th, for a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. So, 1789, President Washington recommended that the states set that day aside. It wasn't like it doesn't seem like that's an official declaration. And the proclamation framed the Thanksgiving as a time for acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. The country took his recommendation in 1789, but in subsequent decades, state governors kept up the tradition of declaring days of Thanksgiving, but the dates varied.
Floated.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it was Lincoln who was responding to a letter writing campaign that had started in the 1850s. A woman named Sarah Josepha Hale, the editor of Godey's Ladies Book, suggested that the last Thursday of November should be designated a day of national thanksgiving. And she wrote a letter to Lincoln. And on October 3rd, 1863, Lincoln declared a national thanksgiving for the last Thursday in November, elaborating in newspaper editorials that in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, the American people should take some time for gratitude. Presidents regularly called for Thanksgiving on a Thursday after that. Canadian Thanksgiving ended up as a Monday holiday.
Right, 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 right.
Most of the declarations were uneventful until August of 1939, when Franklin Roosevelt sparked controversy by moving Thanksgiving up from the last Thursday in the month, which was November 30th, to the next to last, November 23rd, as it is in our case
this month, year. This month.
He claimed that merchants would benefit from another excuse for shopping.
An economic reason.
Yeah.
The mighty dollar.
But people had, at this point, assumed that it would be the 30th. Mm-hmm. Football coaches were furious. Already scheduled games for the 30th.
You don't want to upset a football coach.
Which would now be a weekday. The 30th was now going to be a regular weekday, so their Thursday games were going to be not very well attended. Calendar makers were not happy. they had to go reprint the month of November.
Oh, and, no, no. Yeah.
Anyway, but 22 state governors proclaimed November 23rd Thanksgiving that year, and 23 proclaimed November 30th. And Colorado and Texas declared both days Thanksgiving.
Why not?
And Mississippi didn't designate one at all.
Oh, those states. You know, what's interesting about all this is I was, while you were talking, Jack, I was trying to think of all of our holidays. It seems to me, I might be thinking, you know, like a Christmas or Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or Father's Day. Well, I take it back. Mother's Day and Father's Day are... They're always on a Sunday, but those dates float around. But designating a particular day, I mean, like Mother's Day, is that like the third Sunday in May or something? I don't know. But usually, you know, to have it fixed, the fourth Thursday of the month is really particular. That's, you know, like 4th of July.
It is, but I think I prefer that way of doing it.
Oh, heck yes. Yeah. I mean, who likes Christmas on a Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. It's always,
You know, I mean, I don't mean to complain about Christmas, but except as a kid going to school, you always got off that Monday.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Christmas this year falls on a Monday.
Ooh.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Yeah.
I will say on December 26th, 1941, a couple years after the debacle of 39
of FDR.
Yeah. FDR signed a joint resolution passed by Congress that declared the fourth Thursday of the month a federal Thanksgiving holiday.
Okay.
So that's that. At that point, it was a
fixed.
Law. And fixed, here we are.
Locked, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah. And now, that no news since then.
Well,
41.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got some news with Matt Thompson, the site manager at Sandpoint Area Seniors Incorporator Inc. I think I was reading here in the Reader that the Sandpoint Senior Center was a little brighter this week as it received the first installment of a substantial grant that aims to help build development capacity at the Sandpoint Area Seniors, and it's a grant of $187,000 by the JTMF Foundation. Matt, can you talk a little bit about the grant and the purpose of it and where the money goes to?
Well, the purpose of it is to find and recruit a development director for the organization. That would be somebody that would sort of head up the fundraising arm of Sandpoint Area Seniors. So for that, and that's not like bingo fundraisers and wine tasting dinners. It's planned giving. It's major donations. It's we're approaching our 50th anniversary coming up next year.
Oh, really?
And the thought and the driving force behind this is to make us less reliant on unstable forms of money, whether it be grants or donation or grants primarily, because you can never count on a grant, no matter how great our grant writers are. So this provides stability and hopefully provides another 50 years in the community for the center and for the organization. The JTMF Foundation, we kind of found, one of our board members found by accident. She was preparing for a trip overseas and needed cell coverage while she was out of the country. And that foundation was born out of the sale of, I believe it was Consumer Cellular. And they created a foundation. She stumbled across it while she was waiting on hold to speak to somebody about cell coverage, and we ended up with this sort of falling into our laps, so to speak.
Close to $200,000. That's wonderful. And it's spread out over 3 years.
We are in the process right now of recruiting for the first year somebody to come in as a development director, who can kind of train our board, train our staff, make the whole organization more of a fundraising unit than mm-hmm. it has been in the past. Mm-hmm. So it's a big shift, but it is something that will hopefully provide stability, like I said, for the next Amen. 50 years.
Absolutely. So thank you for the background to the grant. Anything else in November you want to talk about before we slide into December?
Coming up also in November for us, one of my big things is when we go into winter, a lot of the foot traffic stops coming through the center. So fortunately, this year I was able to reach out to they still are, the Sunday Cottage Market that was down at Farman Park over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving indoors to do a 6-week-long holiday market at the Senior Center. So it'll start on Sunday the 11th. It'll be from 10 to 2 every Saturday. All of the vendor spots, I believe, are sold out. And it will be different vendors each week coming through, floating in, floating out for 6 weeks. And then the final two Saturdays, which are the 9th and the 16th of December, they will also have a Santa Claus there to do pictures and all sorts of fun stuff for they call it a cottage market.
Mm-hmm. You said that starts Sunday, November 11th?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay, sorry. Saturday, and then it's every Saturday after that until...
For 6 weeks until the 16th of December.
Okay.
And it starts at 10 and finishes up each day at 2.
That'll be pretty cool. Any, is there room for all those people in the Senior Center?
It's going to be cozy. But that being said,
that's what it's supposed to be.
They seem confident.
Cozy is a good word.
Yeah. They seem confident that the space will work out just fine for them. And mm-hmm. as long as we don't have a couple hundred people descend on the building all at once, then mm-hmm. I think we'll be fine. One of the things that they're doing is, and I don't have the name in front of me, but one of their vendors is a world-renowned baker. Has mm-hmm. done baking demonstrations a bunch Ooh. Of different places.
Uh-huh.
And she is creating a gingerbread chalet that All is right. going to be mm-hmm. raffled off. They're going to sell raffle tickets throughout all 6 weeks. And then on the final week of the market, they're going to pull the ticket and see who gets the chalet is what it's called.
Okay.
I've been very particular about calling it a chalet.
Uh-huh.
So...
Have you seen it? Have you seen this? Like, is it still a work in progress or is it finished?
I've seen a picture of what it is. Yeah. And I mean, there's tiny homes that might mm-hmm. be envious of this thing.
Yeah. That's every Saturday in November, starting on the 11th, that is.
Yep.
And then after that into December until the 16th. I got to say, that's great. I'm always looking for indoor things to do once the weather turns.
Well, it was something that I saw with how well the cottage market did being in their first year
mm-hmm.
down at Farman Park. And then I reached out to Danny, their coordinator,
mm-hmm.
and kind of pitched the idea because I like the idea of foot traffic coming through the center.
Yeah.
Because we've got a building, we've got the space, and the more people we can get in there who don't normally come in there can then also see what we do.
Yeah.
So pitch the idea to her of, hey, are you looking for a place for something through the winter?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we came up with was a holiday market for about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And with what they sell, it's different from the standard farmer's market. They're not kind of beholden to the growing season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crafts, it's handmade goods, it's homemade fudge and candies and stuff like that. So it worked out for them, mm-hmm. works out for us, and hopefully it works out for everybody else who comes in.
Well, I'm going to come at least once, and especially because I want to see this chalet. Is it is it going to be there or just pictures there?
Do you given the space mm-hmm. and the size of it, I don't know when they plan on having it there
mm-hmm.
because I'd hate to see something happen to it.
Yeah.
But I know that they're going to have at least pictures of it
mm-hmm.
Posted every week that they're there.
So. Yeah. Maybe like a plexiglass trailer outside or something like that.
Something.
So you can observe it without touching it. You know, the weather will be cold enough, hopefully, to get refrigerated.
A couple of large individuals with black shirts and sunglasses guarding it.
Yes, that all sounds good. I want to see it. Is it going to be done by the end, or is it going to be done at the beginning?
As far as I know, it's supposed to, I believe, be there at least at the final market.
Yeah.
Because that's when they're actually going to pull the ticket and it goes to wherever its landing spot is. I know that their plan is to bring it in a couple of times before then, but that seems like more logistics than I want to get into.
We'll see. Okay. We're talking about the upcoming holiday market. Do you have a name for it?
They're calling it the Holiday Cottage Market.
Holiday Cottage Market, which is going to be at the Senior Center. A great excuse to go into the building if you've never been, which again is on Main Street at, what was it again?
820 Main Street.
820 Main Street. Okay. And is right in the middle of downtown. Or not downtown, kind of uptown. It's like right in
It's sort of right in the middle of the residential area of downtown.
It's an enviable location because you are kind of the only non-resident, you know, residential building in that neighborhood. But it's, a lot of people live around there. It's kind of it's a nice central place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a little bit off of Main Street, so you don't get that, you know, the traffic, or a little bit off of Fifth Avenue, I should say, so you don't get like the traffic rushing by, but still.
Yeah, and if you don't feel like driving in, there's a spot bus stop right outside our door.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of different ways to get there, and we hope to see a bunch of people come in and support the cottage market and support the center.
That would be pretty cool. Do you guys decorate otherwise? Do you get in the holiday spirit?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ari, our front desk administrative assistant, she has a really long title that basically is she could do my job easily. And she does a great job with everything in there. She just changed over from Halloween to Thanksgiving, and then we'll do from Thanksgiving to Christmas. And we've always got some sort of something decorated in there.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice to keep things. I like seasonal changing, you know, changing things seasonally. That's always good. I'm into it. We're talking to Matt Thompson. He is the site manager at SASE, Sandpoint Area Seniors, Inc., also known as the Sandpoint Senior Center. And it's you mentioned that kind of attendance dwindles a little bit as the weather turns and you can't
get as many. The group that we serve, we do have our snowbirds that come in the spring and then leave in the fall.
Head south.
And this is about the time, like, we had that little hit of snow about a week ago, and that spooked everybody, and then they all disappeared.
Yep.
So the winter months, when it gets harder to get around with the snow and the ice and the gloom and everything else, it does tend to dwindle a little bit. But with everything that we have going on, I think this year we might see a little bit more than we have in years past.
Yeah.
So,
what else is going on besides the holiday market? How do you celebrate the holidays towards the end of the year?
Well, we do have a Christmas dinner, of course, which would be it'd be the Thursday prior to Christmas. So that would be the 21st, I think.
Thursday prior to Christmas is the 21st this year. Yes, you are correct, sir.
So we'll do something special for that, and Larry will be back again in December. I don't have the date in front of me, but he will be back again to do a holiday program. He's also a guitar instructor, so he has some students that he's going to bring in to help with that.
Cool.
And then of course we have our normal everyday, daily, and weekly activities like our card players and our bunco and our fit and fall proof exercise classes that we have every week. So there's something going on pretty much every day of the week.
A busy hobby place. So once again, the 4th, this Saturday coming up, there is bingo at 1, a ham and turkey bingo. And then on the 9th is the Veterans Day steak dinner.
Correct.
Call ahead. And on the 16th is Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Call ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely want to make reservations. Give us a call if you have any questions as well. Or anything else that we've got going on. 208-263-6860. And we're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 3. And then on Fridays from 8 until noon.
Matt, it's always good to see you.
Thank you for having me back.
And we hope to see you again.
I don't think you could keep us away at this point.
Well, thank you so much. And tell Nikki we miss her.
I will do that.
Tell her that we said hello from KRFY. We'll take a musical break. It was on this date in 1978 that the Police debuted their first album, Outlandos de Amor, Outlands of Love. And on that album is probably one of their biggest hits. See if you remember this. Thank you.